We cross the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, reporting from Atlanta, Georgia, U.S. First up, a trip from France to Washington, D.C. French President François Hollande stopped by the U.S. Capitol for a state visit. This is not a casual get-together for lunch. State visits have pomp and circumstance. There are welcoming ceremonies, seating assignments at dinner. Last night's event was the first state dinner of President Obama's second term. He and the French president, a socialist elected in 2012, discussed economic struggles in Europe, the civil war in Syria, and Iran's controversial nuclear program. Hollande says trust has been restored after news came out last year that the U.S. National Security Agency had spied on U.S. allies, including France. The United States and Iran are rivals. There are no diplomatic relations between them. The U.S. labels Iran a sponsor of international terrorism and says its nuclear program could be used to make nuclear weapons. Iran says the program is only for peaceful purposes. Ties between the two countries fell apart decades ago during the Islamic Revolution of 1979. There was a violent uprising that overthrew Iran's ruling monarchy and led to the creation of the Islamic Republic that Iran has today. The anniversary of that revolution is being celebrated in Iran this week. A new political tone seems to be coinciding with an old one.
Thousands mark the 35th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Tehran, a celebration that's always part gushing tribute to the Islamic Republic and part kicking the teeth to Washington.
Indeed, many here in Iran still see the U.S. government as the world's bully, and this ceremony has long been used to send a message of defiance against Washington. And that message is, we're not scared of you, and you're not going to push us around.
Chants of death to America, one of the iconic symbols of Iran's defiance, still ringing out 35 years after Washington and Tehran broke off diplomatic ties. America, you can't do a thing to us, says Zahra Elahi.
But this year, with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pushing to improve relations with the West, you get the sense here that the tone of the anti-American rhetoric is softening just a little bit.
In his speech, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was firm, rejecting Western sanctions and stating Iran will never give up its civilian nuclear program. But he also said Iran wants peace. We want regional countries to know Iran phobia is a lie. Iran will never think about aggression against any country, said the president. It was a sentiment echoed by many in the crowd. It's not about attacking anyone, says Sayed Kazemi. It's about defending ourselves. If they pay attention to us, they'll see we can be good friends who can help bring peace and love all over the world, says Morteza Dadha. Cautious calls for peace, reconciliation, and mutual respect on the anniversary of a revolution that ended U.S.-Iran relations. Perhaps an early sign that 35 years of bad feelings are finally starting to ease. Reza Sayah, CNN, Tehran.
Time for the shout out. This is a unit for measuring what? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it loudness, resistance, elasticity, or depth? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The letters are an abbreviation for decibels, which are used to measure how loud a sound is. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.